This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, friends, and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, coming to you from a little further down the Northern Plains, Minnesota. We're on campus of the University of Minnesota. We're staying at a wonderful facility, the Commons Hotel. And we're here because the University of North Dakota hockey team is here. And a few steps away is Mariucci Arena. And tonight, for the first time in 5 or 6 years, the University of North Dakota will match up with the University of Minnesota in hockey. And they haven't played since the Gophers hightailed out of the league that the University of North Dakota was in and decided they want to be in the Big Ten. And be. That was sort of what led to the whole destruction of the WCHA. And then the University of North Dakota, of course, became part of the NCHC, so they're in different leagues and they don't play each other on any other than playoffs any regular basis now. So the nice thing is they're able to play again through an arrangement that starts this year. So it's a big rivalry. It's been around for, I don't even want to begin to say, but probably, 40s, 50s, long darn time that these two teams have been playing. So it's kind of fun. And we're going to talk with some former players about their favorite memories. We're going to talk with the coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team. We're also going to talk about the news of the day, and there's a lot going on. I mean, there's a scandal a day that's coming out of the Clinton administration. I don't know if it's going to make a difference or not, but pretty unbelievable. Pretty unbelievable, folks. It really is. I think the latest, most significant one is the one Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel has reported on that now is getting a little more attention, and that is the year-long investigation that's been going on at the Clinton Foundation for pay-to-play. So you have the emails, and you have the pay-for-play. FBI investigations of a presidential candidate within days of a national election. I think we've become numb to this and not recognizing the significance of that. So I posed the question that I posed yesterday that we did not get an answer to that I welcome again today. And Manny, same drill today, okay? If somebody is willing to come on the program and take a minute of our time without any interruption to tell us why they're voting for Hillary Clinton, we welcome them. Help us understand it. I can't understand it. Just don't know it. A lot of time this hour to find out what's on your mind, and I want to know. I mean, Dakota Access Pipeline continues. Are you ready? Day 86. Day 86 of the lawlessness. Day 86 of the eco-terrorists.
You know, Scott, there were certainly a lot of white vans and white SUVs without the state plates around the Capitol yesterday.
Well, of course, a major incident there yesterday.
Yeah.
I would assume folks understand, have heard about that by now, but if they haven't, we can give you a little recap on a sit-in at the Capitol. And by the way, that was the voice of the one and only Todd, the radio god Mitchell, who we've missed the last couple of days. He's been unavoidably detained. Nice to have you back there, Todd. You
ready for the weekend? Good to be back.
Yeah. You ready for the weekend?
Absolutely.
We have another co-host today, and I'm ashamed to say, as much as I love this guy, he is my business partner. He is a dear friend and host of our Fargo Moorhead Red River Valley morning show. He's the Phil Parker of Fargo Moorhead, I like to say. Steve Hallstrom. And everything I love about Steve, except
you like my shirt.
He's a Gopher fan. And that really makes me want to lose my
breath. I was wondering when you were going to complete that sentence.
Yeah. Makes me want to lose.
Everything except, like, well, wait a minute, where's he going with this?
Everything except by Mickey, lose my breakfast. I want to lose my breakfast looking at the. He's wearing right now, ladies and gentlemen, a
lovely
maroon M. Maroon and gold M. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to have some fun today, though. I think the Sewer are going to win. Who do you think is going to win, Steve?
Today, tomorrow, are you looking for sweeps? Or are you looking for predictions? What are you looking for?
Who do you think is going to win?
I think the team split. I
you do, huh?
Sounds what?
I do.
You're calling on a sweat.
I am.
All right. Well, we welcome others to weigh in with your guesses as well. And I have, ladies and gentlemen, in my possession, a Trump-Pence T-shirt. I know there's a whole boatload of, I hope, UND hockey fans and maybe a Gopher fan or two that are headed this way and probably listening on 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO or KLTC. And if you made it down the road a piece and you're closing in here, get here in the next couple of hours, first one to do it, pull up at the Commons, 615 Washington, right near the campus. The T-shirt is yours. If you want to be an industrious,
do I count? Can I win it?
If you want to be an industrious listener, well, no.
No.
Okay. You're on the program. Todd can't get it. Manny can't get it. Rev
can't
get it.
You got all these rules here.
Anybody else can get it. So have at it. You can do that. We'd love to have you there. What else? Oh, one other thing. We had a lot of calls yesterday after the program related to our question for a Hillary voter. Why? And I didn't want to argue with anybody. I wanted to understand. Because honestly, at this point, to me, it's not Democrat, Republican, nothing. I think there's a lot of people, they vote for Hillary because she's a Democrat. They vote for Hillary because they hate Republicans. They vote for Hillary because they hate Trump. And I'm saying there's two people on the ballot. One's Donald Trump. One's Hillary Clinton. A vote for one or the other is against the other, right? There's no, in other words, if you vote for, one of those two people are going to be elected president of the United States on Tuesday night. I can't believe anybody, knowing what we know now, would vote for Hillary Clinton. Now, that may sound condescending, mean, terrible. I'm not trying to be. I want to understand it. So I'm just asking, why? So we had a lot of calls yesterday after the program telling me why it was. But none of them were for Hillary supporters. But they were all very good. So I don't care where the analysis comes from. Okay? I really don't. And Just understand it a little better.
A vote for Hillary has got to be some sort of ideological vote, right? I mean, you can't vote for her based on her track record or her accomplishments, right? Or her distinguished career of public service, right? You're doing it for a reason. Maybe you're a pro-abortion person, or maybe you're for some human rights thing that she's behind. But you can't vote for her because of her effectiveness and her ability to lead, can you?
I don't get it. I hope not. And that's why I want to know. Now, I don't want to leave Trump supporters out of this. And I mentioned I have the Trump T-shirt to give somebody who comes here. I have a coveted sign, a Donald Trump sign that can go right in the front yard to show your appreciation for Donald Trump. I'm going to personally put that in your yard. Are you ready for this?
They'll want you in their yard. Have you thought about that?
Then they won't
stay off my lawn.
They won't call then.
True.
If you tell me why Trump. So the best call on why I'm voting for Donald Trump, because I'm going to be fair, I'm asking why Hillary Clinton for Hillary supporters. If you're voting for Trump on Tuesday, why? Why are you
voting? Somebody's listening in the iHeart app from like Oklahoma or something. You're going to run all the way down there? Or?
I'm telling you, I'll go anywhere.
He's a man of his word, Todd.
Oh,
I'll go anywhere. I will be. It'll be Monday. It has to be Monday, but I will do that Monday. Okay. Now, if you want to participate in that contest, you need to call the following number: 855-200-1776, extension 1. All right, and then just give me your best minute. Why Trump? Why Hillary? 855-200-1776, extension 1. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Why Hillary? Why Trump? Tell me best Trump answer. Sign in your yard Monday. Doesn't get any better than that. Jeff in Jamestown, you're first to go today on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Well, I'm voting for Trump, so you know that, because I can't vote for somebody who drives a broom for transportation, but that's another story. when are we going to get to see the public all this information we've got on Hillary, your emails, all this? When can I see that information so I can make a judgment?
Well, you're talking about the FBI investigations, Jeff?
Right. You know, yeah. If they're busy investigating, then why don't we just make it public? And by the same token, I'd like to see Trump's IRS papers like everybody else has to. Yeah. All I get is that same blah, 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 blah with no facts backing anything up that I get to see. It's always cloak and dagger.
Well, it's a criminal investigation, so, you know, you do have some standards, right? You can't necessarily. Now, I would say this. Hillary Clinton said what after last Friday's revelation that the FBI investigation related to her emails had been reopened? She said, get them out. We want to see this. We want to do this. Now, I believe she said that knowing full well they're never going to do it. So she can act like a martyr. But she said it, so, I mean, maybe she signs.
Case in point, if she said put them out, let's put them out. We can all see it. I'd like to see it. I'm tired of, I said this happened, and anybody in the government, their track record of they said this happened isn't very good.
You're absolutely right, Jeff. I hear you. She could sign a waiver, maybe, and let them put it all out. I mean, there's a way to do it. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but it's a game. By the way, I think it's one of the reasons Trump is doing as well as he's doing. People have just had it with people in the system. They really have. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 Studio. By the way, they have locations in Minot, Bismarck, in front of the new Sam's Club, Spitfire, West Fargo, and in front of Kmart, Grand Forks. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
No one predicted cattle prices would fall faster than ever before the year after our cattle herd shrank to a 70-year low. Something's wrong with our cattle markets when retail prices stay high while cattle prices tumble. Windfall profits are being made, but at the expense of U.S. ranchers. Come to Kiss Livestock Auction Company, Mandan, North Dakota, at 7 p.m. on November 15th to learn from RCAF USA what is causing today's cattle market meltdown and what you can do to fix it.
Have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. And if you tell them I sent you, you'll save 11% on this new 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch, has the bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, fertilizer with the tank bulk fill, Pro 700 monitor, no roll markers, rear towing hitch, and more. Check it out at TitanOutletStore.com right now or call 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll save 11%. TitanOutletStore.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live First. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We're live from the University of Minnesota, countdown to Sioux Gopher hockey. I'm sorry, UND, Fighting Hawk hockey. I can't even say that without sounding like I'm spitting something up, but I'll just say UND hockey. UND Gopher hockey. How about that? Coming up, we're our Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 Studios are right smack dab in the middle of the Commons Hotel. A great facility downtown the University of Minnesota. And our special broadcast today brought to you by Thunder Seed. You get it, Todd?
Thunder seed.
That's why I played Thunderstruck.
Thunder, I know you did. They're first in the field. Arvig, do business. Gotta love the folks at Arvig. Just do business, right? You like to do business, Steve?
Well, I like to do business with people like Arvig Communication Systems.
Right.
I'm telling you what, you get your phone, your internet, your TV, they have the whole thing for you.
Do business. We have a fine new sponsor to the program today for our broadcast from Mount Williston, Christofferson's Tin Lizzie Auto Body Repair Shop. Your car's your baby. Take it to the folks who are highly recommended.
Recommended.
Yeah. Todd wrote that. Christofferson's Tin Lizzie's, 2822 First Avenue West in Williston.
Yeah, Elton's the man. That's all I know out there.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
And we're brought to you by B-Mobile. B-Mobile's Be Rewarded program provides special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday and more. Join Be Rewarded and join B-Mobile. November 20th. That ought to be on your calendar at any B-Mobile location. I don't care if you're in Botno or Bismarck. Get on in there, 6 to 8 p.m., November 20th, for an exclusive friends and family shopping event. To learn more and find a location near you, visit bmobile.com. All right, Todd, during the break, I see a lot of folks are submitting their entries. Why Trump? Why Hillary? That's our question leading into the election, leading into the big day on Tuesday, Election Day, 800-228-0550 to chat with us live on the air. And if you have a submission and you want me to deliver a Donald Trump, it's actually Trump Pence, nice blue one, Trump Pence sign to your yard Monday, be the best entry in our...
I love Mike Pence.
Why Trump? He is amazing. I've heard people say that. They're going to vote for number two. They're going to vote, you know, hey, I don't like either one at the top. I'm voting for the VP. Well, that's a no-brainer, too. 855-200-1776, extension 1, to leave your comment on that and be in the entry for the Trump sign. Okay, roll one of those, Todd, would you?
I am voting for Trump because he is the man who can correct everything that has happened in Washington into our country. He has integrity. He has what it takes to correct Obama's mistakes. And he has a family that is supportive, a family that has intelligence and exactly what America needs to become great again. Thank you.
Thank you. I love the passion, folks. And we want to hear from you, so get those entries in. That's a dandy. More coming up. All right, back to the calls on any and everything, by the way. Latest on Dakota Access Pipeline, we mentioned earlier that I just can't even believe it. It's almost like you get, you know, the call that such and such is going on, and you go, yeah, well, of course it is, right? I mean, there's not even, Todd, I'm sure you're the same way by now. It's 85 days of this. Nothing surprises you. So yesterday, sit in at the Capitol. What was the final number in the arrest? Did you see what that was?
14 was the last I saw.
Okay, yeah, that was one of the only things I hadn't seen. Let's whatever you want to talk about, it's my point. Let us know what's on your mind today. On what's on your mind. Rex, you're on the road. Rex on the road. Take it away and what's on your mind.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great, sir. How are you?
Good, good. I had a quick concern about the election situation, but first I need to give kudos to the incredible restraint of the law enforcement down there. A lot of folks think they're getting a little heavy-handed, but I would, like, beg to differ with that deal. I mean, they've shown their, like, infinite patience and their long-suffering to keep it relatively peaceful. And, I mean, what other options do they have but to kind of lay down a little bit of authority? And I just beg to differ a little bit with the Rex that called in from Williston last week, so I wanted to make sure I get that out there first.
No, I'm glad you did, because I tell you, it is... I am struggling with not saying things I shouldn't say on the radio related to the treatment that law enforcement are getting down there. It is unbelievable. And they are, it's the exact opposite of what these people are saying. The amount of restraint and recognition of, you know, the First Amendment rights that they have to, you know, look, protest, be prayerful, be peaceful, do whatever you want to do. Just do it on property you're supposed to be on and you have permission to be on and nobody gets hurt. You know,
exactly. Unfortunately, they got a good propaganda machine down there, I think, you know, and they put out a lot of their own little angle on things. And that's unfortunately, I think, what a lot of the rest of the country is getting, because they don't know what's going on locally here.
And Rex, here's something everybody needs to worry about. The propaganda machine, as you just called it, is significant. And what's happening right now, not only here, but in, I understand, about 200 locations elsewhere, as well. Native American tribes have a particular beef on something, and they partner up with the George Soros Black Lives Matter Earth Justice Eco-Terrorist Wing, okay? And those folks bring in all the social media, all of the propaganda machine, and, agitate to the White House. Are you going to comment on this? Are you going to comment on this? That's what's going on with Obama. That's what's going on with Hillary and the protests. This is something you need to pay very close attention to. This isn't a one-off deal. This is very well orchestrated.
Yeah, and the easiest dots to connect on that deal are that the same people who are instigating the protests as far as funding the protests are the same people that kind of happen to own the major news media outlets nationally. So that just should tell you something right there, you know, on that deal.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call, Rex. Nice hearing from you, and welcome your call anytime. Billy in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to talk about the whole Hillary vote thing. Here's my personal assessment based on personal observation. People want to are going to vote for Hillary because they want to keep the status quo, right? Think about it.
So they're happy with the economy where it's at. They're happy with porous borders. They're happy with $20 trillion in debt. They're okay with a military that's being, picked away bit by bit and our veterans treated like garbage. I mean, how can they be happy with the status quo? I mean,
yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Here's the thing is, when I try to debate somebody who wants to vote for Hillary, they don't know anything. They don't have to learn anything to vote for Hillary. They can watch their drink your Kool-Aid CNN news if they want, and they can get the sugar-coated picture of Hillary Clinton. But if you want to vote for Trump, you got to get educated. And the people I know who are voting for Trump are very wise to the issue. They know what's going on. Issues over Hillary, you know, leave that out of the picture. You're talking about national issues, economic issues, things like that. The people who are voting for Trump know what's going on. Same as the people who want to vote for Gary Johnson. Personally, I would like to vote for Gary Johnson, but I know if I do, it's the same as a vote for Trump. I hate to say that, but Johnson.
No, it's a vote for Hillary, you mean?
I mean, it's a vote for Hillary, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I wish Johnson would just drop out and put all his endorsements behind Trump and just...
Absolutely. And actually have a role in the administration with some of the good tenets of the Libertarian Party campaign. No, it's very well said, Billy. Yeah. I appreciate the call. I'm squeezing one more before the break here. Valerie Fargo, give me your best 30 seconds, Valerie.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment. It's very simple. Common sense. To get out of the slump, vote for Trump. Seriously.
That's what
I have to say.
It's like a, you know, unbelievable. Well done. And by the way, you did that in 10, Valerie. Are you a mom?
Did I? Yes, I am.
Yeah, so see, that mom's just so efficient, I can't even believe it. Aren't they? All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Valerie. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. We're live at the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 studio. What did I say? I said, go Sue! UND! Big victor tonight. Coming up, by the way, Peter Armbrust, University of North Dakota. He was on the national championship team in 97. Tom Chorsky, you got one in on me, didn't you?
Well, yeah, we got to bounce that class up the joint a little bit here.
Coach Brad Berry and Dougie Smale will be here. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This soybean minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa weed scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
That's a hair standing up on the back of my head kind of song right there. Why is there no emotion from the gopher over here?
I just wonder why you're playing the Concordia fight song.
It's not the Concordia fight song.
Concordia Cowboys, yeah.
No.
Stand up and cheer for old Concordia.
Did they borrow it from North Dakota?
Yeah. I don't know.
Pledge your loyalty.
You're not going to start ripping the Cowboys now, are you?
I know, but if they stole the Sioux fight song, I might. Stand up and cheer, ladies and gentlemen. We are at the University of Minnesota for tonight's big matchup, the return of the infamous college hockey series between UND and the Gophers of the University of Minnesota, the Golden Rodents. Is that what the name is?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Technically, that's how it is.
See, yes. Todd and I, both Minnesota boys, we got the Kool-Aid. We smartened up.
What happened to you a lot?
Moved over to North Dakota.
I grew up in the shadow of the University of Minnesota. I was just never a fan. I don't know why.
He knows that.
Yeah. They're rodents. How do you cheer for a rodent?
Exactly. I mean,
we trap and kill those things.
Well, you could talk about hostile and abusive nicknames, too, I suppose, if you really want to start slinging it around about nicknames.
Goldie Gopher, are you kidding me? I mean,
that's respecting the stature of what the other thing is. How do you respect the stature and bigness and toughness of a rodent? You can't do it.
I'm with Mitchell. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number if you want to chat with us live on the air about any and all topics. We are taking your calls today on either why Trump or why Hillary. In other words, you've made the decision, you're voting Tuesday, why is it Trump or why is it Hillary? And the best Trump answer, you know what? I'm delivering a sign to your front yard Monday. That's right. You get a Trump sign. We also have the Trump Pence T-shirt for anybody on their way down that can get to the Commons Hotel by the time the show ends. So you got 90 minutes to do that. Come on by, and we'll hand it to you. You know what? If they don't make it in time for the show today, and it doesn't go out the door, I'll hand it over to you if anybody comes by for Steve Sports Saturday, because you're doing that bright and early tomorrow morning.
We will.
Yeah. So, you know, just get going. You can do it. We are brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, keeping North Dakota going strong. Find out more. Great Facebook page, great website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. One of our sponsors also for the Fortis Energy Veterans Employers Summit that is happening next Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. I'm really excited about this. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us. We'll be there from 10 a.m. to 3. We'll do the show there, and we'll stay there for some panels after. And it's all about connecting recruiters and owners and decision makers and human resource folks to share best practices on collaborating on tapping into the talent of veterans. This is worth being at. So if you are a company, and we have an emphasis on oil and gas, but it's any company, because there's professionals in oil and gas that do a great job of bringing veterans into the company, and that you can learn from and network with and have a good time. Congressman Kramer has his Veterans Advisory Board, so he'll be talking a little bit about how he's used veterans to inform the work they do in their office. So it's brought to you by Frack Shack America, Fuel on the Fly, by Weatherford, by Blaze Energy. Thanking veterans home and abroad for the service to North Dakota. And Blaze Energy is actually a North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the Bakken oil producer industry. And the Polar Service Center, those good folks, always great. You know, they call us up often and say, hey, Scott, we need some technicians. Williston, same in Killdeer, $30, $32. We'll train them. If they've got training, they'll start with a higher salary. We have housing in Killdeer, so great company, Polar Service Center, and Cognizant as well, all of our fine sponsors. All right, one more of the contributions for the Trump sign. What do we got, Todd?
My reason for voting for Trump is pretty simple. I think the country needs to be run more like a business than like a government, because the way it's been run the last I don't know how many years, just it's not working. And I think Trump's the one that he's got the business that I think he can do it.
I think that's Trump's Trump card. You get that, Steve? Trump's Trump card.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. I mean, what's the debt right now? What's today's debt?
Yeah. There's a great website. I don't know if your listeners are on this site very often. We talk about it a lot on the show that I do in the morning, usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org, and it gives you in real time what the national debt is and the interest. And just to give it in perspective, we add $10,000 to the debt every second. $10,000 to me is a lot of money. Right? If someone walked up and gave me 10 grand, I think my ship would come in. $10,000 a second. That means every 10 seconds, $100,000. So in a minute, $600,000 of interest piles up on the debt. So that means $1 million every minute 40. We've been on for about 30 minutes. $18 million is what we've added. Since we started this show is what we've added. It's about $36 million an hour, and it grows because obviously the number grows.
Exactly why I have a hard time understanding how anybody could double down on that.
$36 million an hour.
Barack Obama came to Fargo, North Dakota in his campaign for presidency in 2008. Might have even been 2009, really late in the campaign. Byron Dorgan was with him, stood right next to him. President Obama said the following about George W. Bush and the debt in his 8 years. The $1 trillion that he'd added or whatever it was, $2 trillion, I forget what the number was, but was immoral. Mm. Barack Obama now, by that quote, is immoral. By his own standard, is immoral, because he doubled down in what George W. Bush put onto the debt. Now, presidents don't do this alone. This is Congress. But there needs to be a blow it up, we're doing a different kind of mentality. And it hasn't been there, honestly, from Republicans or Democrats. So that's why I think that caller's dead on right. Brian in Jamestown, let's get to you at 800-228-0550. Go, Brian.
Hey, good morning. You guys know me. I've been probably one of the most critical people that's a regular listener on your show of Donald Trump, but I will give him my vote, and here's why. If you listen to the pundits on the Democratic side, none of them have an answer for policy when it comes to health insurance. None of them can justify why the ACA has helped anybody. And if they have any argument, the only argument they have is that more people are covered now than before. And the people they're talking about are people that are high risk and have pre-existing conditions. Now, if you ran a car insurance company, that would be like recruiting your first 100 customers coming out of a booking in a jail that just got arrested for a DUI. It's not sustainable. Trump's the only guy that's saying he's going to repeal and replace, and I trust what he says, and he'll definitely have my vote. So,
great comments, Brian, and I think you're right on Obamacare. I think that tripped the trigger, too. There's been some momentum that started about 10, 12 days ago that was going his way even before last Friday's FBI revelation, and Obamacare was part of that. Interestingly enough, I think that congressional candidates all around the country do a better job of driving that home than Trump has, but he gets credit for it. I mean, he gets, you know, people, the more they know about Obamacare, the less likely they are to vote for Hillary Clinton, put it that way. Well said. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Wade in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Oh, hello. Hi. I was going to say that poor Hillary is a victim of a vast right-wing conspiracy. Saying that, though, I want you to know that it's spearheaded by the Russians. The last time I checked, Putin, old-school Soviet ex-KGB guy, is pretty far shot away from being right-wing, unless, of course, you're a loony lefty like Hillary herself. And there's other things I can say about Hillary, because I even made up a funny little riddle and all that stuff, too. But what do you think about what I've said so far?
All right. Well, appreciate the call, Wade. I am going to keep moving because I have a ton of calls waiting and a bunch of texts, too. If you want to text Todd, 701-226-8503. I'm voting for Trump. I want a president who knows business, not involved in funny business. What's Scott doing for best Hillary reason? What am I doing? Oh, you want a prize? Is that what they're saying?
So we're doing, they're just saying, what's the deal? You're just asking for someone to come on and defend Hillary Clinton as the right choice for president.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Okay, yeah. That's all I want to know. I'm just trying to make it simple. Why Hillary? Why Trump? And I have had trouble. We asked all day yesterday for 2 hours for somebody to explain why they're going to vote for Hillary. Now, if I was a Hillary supporter listening to the program, I may be a little hesitant, thinking, hey, all this Trump talk, I'm just going to call and they're going to make fun of me. Not true. I honestly want to know. That's why I said a minute. I'll set the clock. Just go. Tell me why Hillary Clinton. So anyway, that's what we're doing. Just call us on the 855-200-1776 line. Press 1. You can leave a message. Another texter says, Gary Johnson is backed by Goldman Sachs and many other big banks. Another says, gee, I remember not long ago when Scott was still sipping Republican establishment Kool-Aid. We need an outsider to break the D.C. corruption. Won't go into detail today in responding to that, but I would tell you I have evolved as well. I've become frustrated. And the other thing is, when you have a choice, and the choice is George W. Bush or Al Gore, there's not much of a choice there. When the choice is, John McCain or Barack Obama, there's not much of a choice there, right? I was a little more, early on, happy with Mitt Romney because of the business chops. But he was a wuss, right? He didn't do anything. Wouldn't fight. Donald Trump is where he's at right now today in the hunt to win this because he knows you have to fight. I'm telling you, folks, watch Hillary's America. Watch Hillary's America. Get that DVD, invite some friends over, and have a reasonable conversation about the Democratic Party of the newspaper and the TV news and the Democratic Party that's really there and that underbelly. And I don't mean that by the way of the Democratic legislator from Rolla. I don't mean that. I just mean the party apparatus, the party roots in history. When you get to Hillary's level, what's happening right now in my mind with this foundation deal, with the FBI thing, with her getting caught on the server. Why do you think she had a server outside of the State Department? Was it for convenience? Give me a break. It's to do all these deals and to make sure she can control who has it. There's not one innocent reason she would have umpteen devices that need to be smashed or a server that's separate. There's rampant corruption there. And some of that, there's a lot of history for. I'm not making it up. So that's a longer explanation than I wanted to give you, but we'll talk more about it at another time. Let's go next to Jeff in Williston. You're on What's on Your Mind. Jeff, tell me.
Hey, morning. Thanks for having me on the air here. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're having a Trump rally at the Harmon Park at 11 a.m. in the morning. And we should have approximately around 1,500 yard signs to give away. We gave away weekend, and everybody's. So we have.
And I'm losing you on the cell phone there, but I by the way, you'll save me a trip to Williston then with the prize. So if you want a Trump sign, you can go to the rally tomorrow. That's in Williston. 11 a.m., did you say, Jeff?
Yes, sir. It's 11 a.m. at Harmon Park.
At Harmon Park. Well, have a great time. Sorry we don't have a better connection. Appreciate the call very much. Go to South Dakota. Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I got a real problem with the Republican Party. Why aren't they standing behind Trump? Why aren't they advertising? You look at the Democrats. That's the reason Hillary's got power. The Democrats are on TV. They're giving her ads. Where's the Republican Party at?
Well,
the Republican Party, they want to win. They don't want to win.
Now, when you say the Republican Party is supporting the nominee Donald Trump, and I've heard Donald Trump say Reince Priebus, the chairman, has been great. But I think, when you talk about the establishment, Mitt Romney is an example who's supporting a goofball candidate in Utah that has no chance of winning. And so the establishment, I think a lot of them are not going anywhere near enough. But it's, they don't like losing their power either because he won't have to answer to them. But you're right to be critical of it. Ask any Republican you see, Bob. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl and Scott Hennon discussing cardiac arrests and the need for CPR and AED training.
Where do these happen most often?
Typically at home, about 88%, 12 to 13% of the time at your work, which most of the time you're learning CPR through your job. But I really am passionate to tell people what you're learning today is more than likely going to be used to save someone you know or familiar with than it is someone at your office.
You said earlier, a lot of workplaces do this. People are doing this in the workplace for their employees.
Absolutely. And I love that because it really shows that they're invested in their employees and want to make sure that they're safe.
To train on CPR and AEDs, visit www.ndsc.org and click on the training registration icon or call 701-223-6372 for a private training quote. That's 223-6372.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That is, Steve, fight on Sue.
Yeah, it's not Concordia this time,
yeah,
Steve.
Heard about
don't
that
even
before.
Try
say
it.
That? Yeah, I can say it. I'll say it till I'm dead.
Okay.
Fight on Sue.
What's the nickname now, though? Shouldn't you kind of start working in fighting hawks a little bit more?
Sounds like I'm.
Yes, guy, given that they're paying to be on this radio station, you know, you might be more careful.
Well, the goaltender that we saw last night had fighting hawks on his helmet. It looked very nice. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not saying it's not nice. I'm just saying I am nostalgic for the Sioux name. Fighting Hawks, fine, whatever. The name is the name. I'm not fighting that battle anymore. Yeah, and actually the new logo is not bad. Not bad. I mean, look how
I don't like the new logo.
Don't you?
No, I don't.
I've heard mixed feelings. I've heard people like the logo better than they like the name, but I'm tired of fighting. You know me. I don't like to. Can't we just all get along?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
That's how I describe you.
Sue Gopher, can we all just get along? That'd be great. And by the way, I forgot you and Manny got a little thing going here because he's a gopher too.
Well, Manny's a classy guy. I've always known that about him.
So anyway, the Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, Two Studios, back. University of Minnesota campus countdown to tonight's game. First time in 5 years these two teams have played in the series, and it's happening at Mariucci Arena tonight. You and I were over there and chatted with Brad Berry yesterday.
Good. Good. Okay. I can give you a bad time about your team, but I love your coach.
He is one of the nicest individuals on the planet Earth. He's a very good man. Great coach and a good guy.
Great
and,
leader.
He really is. So appreciate that very much. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. I sleep pretty well. I looked like Linus coming into the hotel last night with my pillow dragged along, didn't I?
You did.
I got to do it. I got to, you know, I'm on the road.
It was your teddy bear, I think, that threw everybody for a loop.
It's a good thing those guys don't have a My Blanket, or you really would look like Linus, wouldn't you?
And we found out last week Donald Trump was smart enough to say, hey, that Mike Lindell guy, my pillow, I want to meet the guy. Calls him into his office, you know, invited him to Trump Tower.
This is an unbelievable story,
by
the way.
It really is.
People haven't heard this.
It's an incredible story. I mean, you got a call one day, Mr. Trump would like to meet you. You know, a month or so ago, he goes, he walks in his office, says, Mike, oh, yeah, I said, like, you've known him forever because he's obviously seen him on TV, and said, tell me about the cross. I noticed you wear the cross, and you got the cross right outside your shirt. I want to know. But he said, spend the first 5 minutes talking about God, which I don't think a lot of people think. Donald Trump spends a lot of time thinking about God.
So fantastic.
Isn't it nice to know what happens behind the office doors? Then they talked about their business style. And he said he runs his business just like I do. Door open, everybody contribute. We're all in this together. It isn't, you know, any kind of hierarchy. And then they start talking about the cost of Obamacare, and you can't make it up. Anyway, that's a reason enough for you to buy a pillow. But here's an even better reason. Christmas is coming up, and you get the four-pack special, $99.98 for four flipping pillows. You can't beat a deal like that.
You can't beat that.
Four-pack for $99.98. Two of the premium, that's the best they do. And two of the go-anywhere pillows, so you save $179. Also, give them for gifts. People can sleep on them until March and send them back if they don't like it.
But they're not going to do that. Money, I mean, let's be honest.
That's how much they trust the product. They put a money-back guarantee now, extended. So literally, you buy now, you have till March. Send it back. Money-back guarantee. Call this number, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Back to the phone. Oh, you got a call here, Tom. Another another contribution. Is it? We're looking desperately for the Hillary answer, but so far they've been all Trump callers. Why Trump? Why Hillary? On our hotline, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Roll another one, Todd.
I'm going to vote for Trump because I believe that he's going to add confidence to the market. There's too much business that can't be done or won't be done because there's no confidence in government regulation pretty much across the board.
It's a very insightful call.
Market doesn't like him right now.
No, it's, well,
markets have been down a couple of days now that Trump's doing better in the polls.
The market's full of establishment types.
That's true.
They've baked into the cake Hillary, and they can own her. So if she wins, it goes up. My only point is on the regulation
side.
Might
be onto something there.
The companies know the cost of regulation. They just are, you know, banking on her winning. But I mean, it's unbelievable, and more and the uncertainty of it. Look at the coal industry right now. We talk a lot about the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future that has this website that's a great resource, secureenergyfuture.org, supporting tons of jobs in North Dakota in this industry. But more importantly, providing affordable energy, right? You flip the switch on, we have very affordable energy. Minnesota has affordable energy because it comes from North Dakota and lignite coal. Would you in your right mind build a coal plant right now when these people literally have a war on coal? Of course not. And it's the most affordable energy source. Now, they want to get rid of it. And that's my point. If Trump wins, not only do we have lower energy costs, you build coal plants again, so the reliability goes up, and guess what? We could bring more manufacturing back here. Because what they're trying to do is put their thumb on the scale for green energy that costs more. Well, that costs manufacturing more. So there's so many things going to happen. I really believe we'd take a good run at getting rid of that debt. Let's hit Stan, who's on the road. What's on your mind, Stan?
Yeah, say I'm a Trump supporter. I've already sent in my absentee ballot. I've been working out here in the Bakken for about 5 years now. But my major support for Trump is, number one, the Supreme Court nominees. Number two, his business aptitude. His need not to be politically correct. And hopefully with his energy policies,
we can get that Dakota Access Pipeline through the final stages so we can get that oil flowing out of North Dakota and get the Bakken movement again.
Great call, Stan. Appreciate that. Mike and Bodno, give me your best 15 seconds.
Okay. I guess the reason I vote, I'm going to blame it on Morgan, Pomeroy, Conrad. We used a government job title to feed their oversized egos. They voted for $150,000 retirement.
Hang on, Mike. Hang on. We're going to finish this on the other side of the break. Sorry, I'm really close on tight on time. But hang on. Don't go anywhere. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, live from the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 studio.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhamn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.